The Sale of Object Lessons. October 3, 1907. Typed. My soul is drawn out in behalf of our brethren who are struggling against great financial difficulties in the establishment and maintenance of schools for the education of our youth. To these, I am instructed to say, let not your interest flag. There is a reward to be given the faithful laborer. Let it be remembered that the nearer we are to the coming of our Lord, the more devotedly and earnestly we are to give ourselves to the work. The times call for action, that our schools may be freed from debt and provided with facilities for the acceptable doing of their work. The book, Christ's Object Lessons, has been a gift to our schools. Many souls have been converted through the reading of the book, and thousands of dollars have come to our training schools. The good work of selling this book in behalf of our educational work should continue. With earnest effort, men, women, and children, teachers, students, ministers, and physicians, if they will take up the work in faith, can sell many copies of this excellent book. Tell the people that you are selling the book to help carry forward the Lord's work, that its sale will help in the training of young men and young women for missionary service. In like manner, let our people engage in the work of selling ministry of healing. From the light given me, I know that much may be accomplished for our sanitariums and our schools if these two books are sold disinterestedly. I have done what I could in the gift of the manuscripts, and I know the Lord will bless those who, with a spirit of self-denial and earnest endeavor, will place the books in the hands of the people. Broader plans should be laid. Wise plans must be laid for the circulation of these relief books, because if handled properly, their sale will be large. Teachers, if you will take hold of this work with courage and faith, the Lord will certainly help you. We see schools falling behind in efficiency because they are cramped financially. Why do they not use the very means provided by the Lord for their upbuilding? In many places, money is needed to complete the good work already begun. Every effort possible should now be made to advance the work of God. Soon, circumstances will arise which will make it much more difficult than it now is to present the truth to many who are at present within our reach. Most earnest efforts should be put forth in Washington, in Boston, in Nashville, St. Louis, New Orleans, and in many other large cities. A comprehensive work will be accomplished when men and women stand in their places, faithfully doing their part. There is a call for hundreds of young men and women to be educated and trained for service. Shall we not rally to the work of freeing our schools from debt? Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Ephesians 5, verse 14. The Washington School. In every place where a school is established, the book, Christ's Object Lessons, should be circulated, as the Lord's appointed agency for financial help. The school at Tacoma Park needs the blessing to be gained from a well-planned, systematic campaign for the sale of this book. And the experience that is to be gained by seeking to place it in the homes of the people will be of great value to the students. None should feel that this work is beneath them. All who take part in it should realize that two important objects are being gained. They are raising funds to help strengthen the school, and they are giving precious truth to the people. In the past, the Lord has given special blessings to those who have engaged in the sale of these books for the relief of our institutions. Our training school for missionaries in Washington will need many facilities. Let every effort be put forth to make of this school what it ought to be. Let us give it the help that will enable it to carry the students higher and still higher. Thousands of dollars may be raised for the assistance of this school if the work of selling object lessons is taken hold of with a spirit of earnestness and prayer. Let those who engage in this work feel their constant need of divine assistance and of an increase of faith in God. From the light that has been given me, I know that a much greater blessing might have been realized by our people had there been a true blending of effort by ministers, teachers, students, and all the members of the churches. Let not anyone talk doubt. Let the unbelieving educate their tongues to utter the truth made plain by the parables of Christ. Talk faith, and let not one word of doubt be spoken. Those who make up their minds not to talk unbelief will gain a great blessing. The work done in Washington is to be of a character that will warn the men who are standing in responsible positions at the head of our nation. Those who make the laws are to be shown that the Lord God of heaven is the great lawgiver, and that they should be careful not to say or do anything that is not in harmony with the will of the great I Am. We say to our brethren in Washington, press in wherever you can in this important work. As you do this, you will realize that the Holy Spirit helps you to present to others precious truths, giving you words to speak that will create a favorable impression on those whom you ask to buy the book. Light will come in, faith will increase, fervency and energy will fill the heart of the worker, and great grace will be imparted. The Huntsville School. My brethren and sisters in the South, will you not act your part in the good work of helping the Huntsville School? Have you not some time to spare in its behalf that you can devote to the sale of Christ's object lessons? By taking up this work, you will be acting as missionaries for the Lord Jesus. His approval will rest upon you as you try to assist the faithful workers in the Huntsville School. By circulating Christ's object lessons, not only will you be helping the Huntsville School, but you will be placing in the hands of men and women a book containing the most precious spiritual instruction. The Huntsville School is in need of help. Let our people take hold earnestly of the circulation of object lessons in its behalf. If you will act your part faithfully, the school can have the equipment that it so much needs. Christ says to his disciples, "Ye are the light of the world." Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 14, 16. The Graysville School. The Graysville School has received some help in the past from the sale of object lessons in the Southern Union Conference. But the work is nearly at a standstill. Why have the teachers and students of the Graysville School manifested so little interest in this work? From this time forward, let the other schools have a part in the labors and benefits of this work, and let the work be revived throughout the field. At the camp meetings and other large gatherings, chosen men should be present to handle our relief books. The cities of the South have been presented to me as good fields for the sale of Christ's object lessons and ministry of healing. The Mission Schools. There are many mission schools to be established in the South, and by engaging in the sale of object lessons, you may help forward this needy work. Let not those living where there is no school feel that no duty in this matter rests upon them. There are many, many uneducated children and youth who need the advantages of our mission schools. The Madison School. I would present to your notice also the school that Brethren Megan and Sutherland are working so hard to establish at Madison, Tennessee. Under many difficulties, these men labored to build up the school at Berrien Springs. There were those who looked with suspicion and disfavor upon the removal of the college from Battle Creek, and this made their work very hard and trying. Brethren Sutherland and Megan have often worked beyond their strength. Sister Drewyard and others have worked unselfishly and very hard. They left the work at Berrien Springs, not because they made a failure of the work there, but because they had a burden for the work in the South. Others, they thought, could take up the work they had begun, and they would take up pioneer work. They have made a good beginning in their work, but they must have help from our people. These men are faithful workers. Whatever duties demand their attention, they are ready to take them up. The Lord would have our people in the South, young and old, obtain the precious experience that is to be gained in selling this book. In His wisdom, Christ has given you this work to do, and by its performance, you will obtain most valuable lessons in Christian experience and will bring means in for the relief of our schools. Let us study this matter faithfully to see if we have done all that we could in our vicinity to circulate Christ's object lessons. This is a fruitful evangelistic work. May the Lord stir up the minds of our people to take hold of it anew and act their part in diffusing the precious light. The study of the parables, as presented in this book, will remove many difficulties from minds. It is one of the means ordained of God for reaching the people, for overcoming prejudice, and for introducing Bible truth into the homes of the people. Let the large cities of the South be worked just as soon as possible. Let those who have means now invest it in the Lord's work. It is His money and will bring its increase of souls if used in God's service. My brethren and sisters, if you have money, do not bury it in the earth, but put it into circulation in the Lord's cause. Thus you may be laborers together with Him. Respond to the striving of the Holy Spirit. Permit the Lord to work through you. Be determined to carry out, not your own will, but God's will. This is our time of heart-searching, of self-criticism. Those who step aside into false paths are the ones who show such eagerness to criticize the wrongs that they suppose exist in others. They think that this will cover their own defects. In this, the great day of atonement, let us make confession to God and follow the steps of Jesus. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5, verse 25 to 27.